The men's chorus is going to share a song based on 1 Samuel 17, the battle between David and Goliath. Some of you may remember Pastor Carlton Helgerson, pastor of the Church of the Open Bible in Burlington, Massachusetts. And he wrote this song and the words. And I'd like to read from the passage itself. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands."
The Philistines gathered in battle array, relying on idols for victory that day. By scaring the army of Israel away, but this they did not know. There was a God in Israel, on the throne to save his own. There was a God in Israel, that all the earth may know.
Their giant strode forth with a spear and a shield, derisively called for a duel on the field, with someone who'd venture a weapon to wield.
But this they did not know. There was a God in Israel, on the throne to save his own. There was a God in Israel, that all the earth may know.
Goliath's proud challenge was awesome to hear, and Israel cowered in shame and in fear. For who among them would now dare to draw near?
For they had need to know. There was a God in Israel, on the throne to save his own. There was a God in Israel, that all the earth may know.
When David had heard how that man did defy the name of Jehovah, on whom to rely, he knew the Almighty had heard that proud cry,
and soon would make him known. There was a God in Israel, on the throne to save his own. There was a God in Israel, that all the earth may know.
So David went forth to the battle alone, relying on God and with sling and a stone. Goliath was smitten, and there he lay prone.
That